Good afternoon. I'm Cherie Newman, and I'm in the studio with Peter Park, who is the founding conductor and artistic director of Dolce Canto. Peter, I want to talk a little bit about a concert series that you have coming up, three concerts. But first, for people who might not know, just give us a brief description of Dolce Canto.
Sure. Dolce Canto was founded in 2001 as an a cappella chorus primarily, although now we sing music that's accompanied also. It's an organization that strives to sing music at a very high artistic level, even though we don't consider ourselves professionals. We're all volunteers, but we love to make excellent music together, and so we've had a history of doing some really wonderful music around town, and we've developed a bit of a following, which is wonderful for us.
You've also been to Carnegie Hall, I think.
We have been. In fact, that's a nice tie-in to this series of concerts that we have coming up this year, because the piece that we sang in Carnegie Hall was Carol Barnett's The World Beloved, a bluegrass mass, and it was with the band for which the piece was commissioned, Monroe Crossing, and they will be here with us for this concert series. And so we have a chance to perform that piece not just once, but three times.
On the 25th, you'll be in Coeur d'Alene, and on the 26th at St. Timothy's Memorial Chapel over near Georgetown Lake. And then on Tuesday, the 28th, you will be at Snow Bowl. And let's go back to exactly what this performance is. So it's a combination of traditional Catholic liturgy and classical choral singing with contemporary poetry and traditional bluegrass instrumentation. It sounds really bizarre.
It's incredibly unique, but I always want to stress with our audiences, it's not a novelty piece. This thing really has depth, and it's a wonderful, moving, haunting piece of music. The bluegrass band functions almost as an orchestra would, so we have a classical choral piece, and we do have movements like Kyrie and Gloria and Credo, liturgical movements that you may expect in any mass, but the text deviates from the standard Latin, and we sing it both in English and Latin, and the poetry that the librettist Marisha Chamberlain has added or supplied, I should say, is incredibly timely. It reaches across any specific religious ideologies. It's very universal. It's spiritual, but it's not tied to any one religion, and so I that's what I find really appealing about it. It can really reach everybody.
When people come to one of these concerts in the series, what can they expect to experience besides some great music? How does this work?
Well, we sort of set the ambiance at the beginning of the concert. The choir is going to perform all by themselves, and you'll get a chance to hear what we can do in an a cappella venue. And then we'll introduce the band and really set the flavor of bluegrass, and they'll do a set all by themselves. And then we'll combine to see how all of these elements of classical singing and bluegrass music combine when we perform the mass together.
And I know the Snow Bowl performance, I read there's a bar, there's food. It seems like more of a family extravaganza than, for instance, in Coeur d'Alene, the concert will be in First Presbyterian Church, so it's more of a sit-down thing, and also at St. Timothy's Memorial Chapel. But the Snow Bowl event sounds like more of a fun, family-friendly thing.
It is, and we're excited to try this. It'll be outdoors, so that's really a first for us. It will have that very casual atmosphere, and for that particular concert, it's really going to focus heavily on the bluegrass. The band is going to play more than the choir sings, but we're still doing the mass in its entirety, and yeah, people will have a chance to enjoy beverages and eat and relax and enjoy each other's company as well.
Sounds like a lot of fun. So people can get tickets in several places.
Right. Actually, if you happen to be in Coeur d'Alene for our concert there, we're not actually selling tickets in advance. St. Timothy's, actually, those tickets are being sold through the St. Timothy's Summer Music Festival. Online, you can go to stimothysmusic.org, and that's St. is abbreviated, so S-T, timothysmusic.org. That is almost sold out. And what's unique about that particular concert, it's the 50th anniversary of the church, so we're having a chance to celebrate that with them there. And then for Snowball, those tickets are being sold through Snowball Mountain Music, and the website there is snowballmountainmusic, no spaces, .com. And the tickets, they have two tiers, actually. There's a VIP ticket that you can purchase, which allows you to have special parking and your own seat provided. And then there are general admission tickets as well, and both can be purchased online.
And kids under 12 get in free.
That's right.
And we'll have links to all this information at our website, mtpr.org. All right. Thank you, Peter Park, founding conductor and artistic director of Dolce Canto. Thanks a lot for coming in.
Thanks for having me.